That is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
Here we go. Tuna is dying. The tuna cans are dying. And the CEO of, which tuna company?
Starkist.
Mm-hmm. Andy Mex. Says they are definitely behind the slow demise of tuna. The problem seems to be millennials who don't know how to use a can opener.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't blame the millennials. I blame the schools.
What do you think?
Yeah, they need to be teaching you how to do that.
There's the class in can opening?
No. We used to have home economics and
people. Basket weaving. And
home economics is the biggest waste of time. Your parents should be teaching you this stuff. I do not waste my kids' time and my money to try to teach my kid how to make flan. It's
all
ridiculous.
Right. Teach him the stuff I don't know.
What's your son's name? Eric?
Elliot.
What,
Eric.
What, does he know how to open a can, how to operate a can opener?
We have an electric can opener. You go like this.
Does he know how to do it?
Yeah. He can do everything. He can go make his own dinner.
Really? Okay. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
However, most parents don't do that.
Yeah. Well, he's also 7. But millennials, millennials are 20 something and they don't know how to open a can opener.
Because they've never done it.
Yeah, but it should still be a thing you figure out on your own.
Elliot can make Caesar salad. He can bake cookies.
They're only concerned with one thing. Money. Do you know millennials are going to be the richest generation ever?
Because they don't buy anything. They're like that. They're like that uncle that has a ton of money and then he dies and you're like, oh my God, we had no idea you were so rich because you never spent any of it.
Well, Andy Mex, the CEO for Starkist Tuna, says it's because they can't open the cans. And Jimmy Kimmel Live tested the theory out.
Can you open that can of tuna fish?
Okay, I would try.
No.
It's been a while.
Can you open a can of tuna fish?
I mean, I'm supposed to know.
I ain't open one of these in a minute. Oh,
I'll try. I always have problem with those stuff.
That's like, good.
I don't know how to open those.
I always have problem with those stuff.
With those stuff.
You don't know how to open a can of tuna or speak English. That's
great. You know what's funny is one of the millennials actually broke the can opener trying to like do
twice.
It.
Twice.
Oh, it's
all
just
right.
Sad.
So, a guy visiting Florida called Uber Eats. He was at the hotel and he was in Miami. Art Basil is his name. He placed an order from
Basil's not his name.
Art Basil is somebody famous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Art Basil's the event.
All right,
he was
whatever.
In town for.
Yeah, yeah. He ordered from Art Uber Basil. Eats from a Japanese restaurant. All right, we'll take a moment here for him to have his thrill.
That's funny.
Just let me know when you're done.
Just give me a second. Okay, go ahead.
So Art Basil said... No, Leo said... Leo was his name. Leo said his driver left in a hurry, and then he opened the bag, and this is what happened.
Who thinks that you're going to get delivered somebody's dirty underwear?
That's right. In the bag was the Chinese food and dirty underwear.
I grabbed the food, and right when I got the food, she struck off running. And I was like, that was kind of odd.
Yeah, it was a pair of underwear that were...
I'm really scared, to be honest with you.
You should be. It was a pair of underwear that...
He opened the plastic bag. His food was there, but sitting right there next to it was a pair of thigh-length underwear, clearly stained with what looks like feces.
And feces was shoved against the wall.
Why is it that every morning now there's a feces story?
I don't know. We don't actively, like, type in feces stories. When we get here, they just rain down upon us.
Rick, Jill, Smokestack, and feces in the morning.
All right. As we talk about Art Basil... Facebook is preparing your end of the year review.
Oh yeah, I saw them. I saw mine already.
Yeah, how do they? It's just an algorithm, right? It's just a program software. So the video aims to show special moments from 2018, but of course, how can it not pick out the? You know what I mean?
Embarrassing ones.
Yeah, like you accidentally take a picture of your groin. You know how like, sometimes you have your phone in your hand and you go back and you notice that you took pictures of stuff like the floor?
This is only things you've posted to Facebook.
Oh, so it's only... That's right.
Even then, though, you look back a lot of old Facebook posts, you're like, did I really think that?
It goes according to how many likes and shares you got.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's your most liked stuff.
So it should be pretty good. I don't remember mine from last year. Anyway, the methodology is processing all their 11 bazillion people now. I think it's like 300 billion people.
Yeah.
Or something. There's only 6 billion on the earth, so I don't know.
Eight. And
came
I
with that
number.
Like
a lot of people.
8 billion. But yeah, so yours should be out pretty soon. Anybody got any anxiety about that? Because
no.
They say most millennials are very anxious.
Of course they are.
Waiting for their moments of 2018.
Here it comes.
It's finally here.
What is it?
An entire year in the making.
What is it?
It's your Facebook Year in Review video.
Ah!
Witness every time you tried unsuccessfully to show off your meal.
Oh, yeah, it looked a lot better than it tasted.
Feel the humiliation of that face you made in that picture that one time.
Why is this still in my profile?
Think about how you wish you could take back all of those political posts.
Ugh, why did I get involved?
Watch as Facebook shows you the best night of your year. Uncle Eddie's 60th birthday.
He never even said thank you.
It's your Facebook year in review.
Is that all I did?
Now playing in your timeline.
The Rick Stacy Show.